And welcome once again to Community Focus, our public affairs program on 97.5 Glory FM. I'm Mike Warford with you, and our special guest this morning, longtime friend, author Ann Gainey, who is joining us this morning, who has exciting news with a brand new book she's written. Good to see you, hon.
It's good to see you, too. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
You get a chance to hear Ann every day on our station at 4:03 right before the news as she brings you her little devotion that we have weekdays here on 97.5 Glory FM. But always a great little listen to see what's going on and get uplifted with her every day here on our station. So that was sort of part of this thing. You came to me years ago and said, I've got this book I've written from a situation that took place in your life. Then it went from there.
It did indeed. And I was so fearful to write that the God Chair because I'd never done anything like that before, but I did it out of obedience because I felt very strongly in my spirit that God would not give me any rest or peace until I was obedient. So I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to be obedient. And isn't God so funny?
Yes,
got that written. And then I realized that he had given me a gift that I didn't know I had all those years. And maybe I didn't have the gift of writing all those years. And maybe he gave it to me just for the God Chair and now going forward writing. So anyway, here we are.
All right. So brand new book title.
Breathe In, Breathe Out, Stories Infused with Spiritual Oxygen. And the premise behind it is what I want the reader to do is to breathe in the stories and then breathe out what God taught them from the story, breathe out that into their little corner of the world to somebody in the grocery store, at work, at church, wherever it may be. At the end of each story, I ask the reader two questions. And they have to write something down. And it's a very short thing, so they can just put one word, right?
All right.
No one likes homework with long assignments.
That's what it is, yes.
Uh-huh. And because that teacher in me comes out, right?
Uh-huh.
So the first question is, what did I inhale? In other words, what nugget did God give to me through that story? And for everyone, it's going to be a different, right? There's no right or wrong answer. The second question is, how will I exhale? How will I go out and do kingdom work every single day with that little nugget that from their reading? So that is my prayer, Mike, for this book, that when people finish reading the 200 stories, because how do we learn? Repetition, repetition, repetition.
Mm-hmm.
That they will be so conditioned to, so they're reading their Bible in the morning. What jumps out at them? Okay, now they're going to know what they're supposed to do with that. They're not supposed to keep it to themselves. They're supposed to go out and share it with somebody. And so, anyway, that's the basis for the book.
So similar to what you'll hear on the station weekdays, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have written many more. So we'll see if we can do a volume two, because it's very expensive to write a book, and we'll just see how it goes.
All right, first of all, how do I get the book?
Well, if you can get it from me, Mike Wofford, because I'm sitting right here.
I know somebody
else. But you can go to my website at www.annbgaineyauthor.com. You can purchase either book, The God Chair, or Breathe In, Breathe Out, or both of them at that.
I go back to the B is just the letter B. So it's Ann, the letter B, Gainey.
Author.
Author.com,
yeah.
Yeah, very important author, we know.
B is because my middle name is, my maiden name is Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
And so on the front of the book, it actually says Ann Beckham Gainey, but that was way too long. So Ann B. Gainey, author.com.
All right, with that, too, so is it, people ask, is it available on Amazon?
Well, It is, but I would prefer people go to the website.
Yes.
Because of the fact that Amazon does not give much money.
I've heard that.
Have you? Thank you. Well, I'm concurring with what you've heard. Very little. I believe my publisher told me Amazon would give me $4.
Okay.
For a $24.95 book.
Wow.
That they will sell. So I try to encourage, because remember, I'm trying to break even.
Yes, I understand that.
On this book.
So with that, our guest this morning on Community Focus is Ann Gainey, who's written now two books, The God Share and Now Breathe In, Breathe Out. And you get a chance to hear her weekdays, Monday through Friday at 4:03 p.m. right after our world and national news and right before our local news here on 97.5 Glory FM. Gives you a nice little break there with an uplifting message that she brings you weekdays. But with that, talking about breaking even, as you've got something I think is really exciting, you've got a nonprofit organization set up now.
Yes. My husband, Al Gainey, as you know, Mike, he has been working with Christian schools across mm-hmm. the country.
Oh, did anybody across the country? I did not know that.
Yes.
Across the country.
Well, he was
locally.
Yeah, he was working through an agency, a Christian agency called Renew a Nation.
Okay.
And they would send him an email and say, Al, there's a school in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a true story. There's a school in Nevada who wants to get a Christian school. Are you available to help them? And he could say yes or no. Right?
Sure.
And so he helped them, and he's helped a lot of Christian schools. Like, sometimes they'll come as a little core group, and mm-hmm. they will say, we haven't started a Christian school. How do we get started? Some of them have maybe been open for 3 years, 4 years, and they are weak in the marketing area or the financial area or whatever area. And so he can kind of meet them as a coach,
sure,
is what he's called. So he did that for a number of years, and he didn't want to do that anymore because he knew it was his fault. He was taking on way too many schools. He couldn't say no, Mike. And so he realized that he was just overloaded with other things he was doing too. So now he just works with local schools. He's working with two right now in Hall County. And there's one in Jefferson who is talking to him about possibly helping. So this 501c3 is going to have two components. It will have Al's Christian school coaching ministry. And then it will have my book and speaking engagement ministry. And so what our goal is, and we're about trying to find someone who won't charge us $1 million to do us a website, and investors can come to that website, and let's say, Mike, they have God has touched their heart with prison ministry,
uh-huh.
let's say. They'll be able to go on our website and pay for how many ever books of either The God Share or Breathe In, Breathe Out that they want to be sent to, say, the Alto Women's Prison,
okay,
or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will then do that. They can pay for it online. They can order one book, or they can order a whole case of books, whatever, or anything in between.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will take it over to that ministry. We'll take a picture of the people that we're giving the books to, and on the inside it's going to have a sticker that lets the ministry know who is giving it mm-hmm. to them. And our prayer is that we will get feedback from some of the employees at the ministry, at that particular ministry, mm-hmm. prison ministry, to let us know how it ministered to people, and then we can let the investor know that feedback. So they're going to know, wow, this is what God actually did in someone's life in our general area. So I think it's exciting.
Well, you and I can go back and forth all day with this. I think about the vast number of people you know. I think about the Christian schools. That's one avenue right there. Then also places like you've worked like in the past with a pregnancy center, like Choices right now, that kind of thing, to who knows who could be beneficial from receiving this.
Absolutely. And we can give them to Christian counselors, mm-hmm. therapists.
Sure.
Some churches may want them for, even if they don't have a paid staff person as a pastoral counselor, mm-hmm. like Lakewood does, but a lot of churches don't. Mm-hmm. The minister is always seeing people to counsel.
Sure. Always, sure.
And funeral homes, mm-hmm. the fire departments, because they see people who are hurting.
Sure.
And so I think it's going to be kind of a God explosion. That's what we're praying for, humbly.
Been a long time coming up from that standpoint, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And
you're waiting for God's perfect timing to take place, aren't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
I can relate. Uh-huh. That, you know, that, exactly. So that's one of the big things. But you went through the struggle of this. Saying, okay, God, when are you going to help me do this? Right?
About the second book?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes. And I was just finished editing story 100, and I had like 375. So I was so excited. I was at 100, and that was neat. It was a Saturday afternoon. Al was at his desk working, and I was at my computer doing this editing, and all of a sudden it blew up. And I said, Al, everything has just changed. The fonts have changed. There's color on here. All the margins are wrong. I don't know what to do. And he said, Ann, it's probably something very simple. You go and just do something else, and I'll look at it. Well, I said, I know where I'm going. I'm going out on my deck and have a deck God chair, because God needs to take care of my heart about this. And so I went out, and I just got quiet before the Lord, and I said, Lord, if you want to say something to me, I'm listening. And it didn't take very long at all before I heard,
hello, Ann.
I heard, not a worry or a care. And I thought, that's an old hymn, I believe. I just looked up. God gave me permission to pick up my phone, and I looked up old hymn, Not a Worry or a Care. And actually, it has two titles. One title is Like a River Glorious, and the other one is Stayed Upon Jehovah. And the one I knew it from was Stayed Upon Jehovah. So anyway, I had to look at all the lyrics, and of course, I found it on like the third verse.
You found your nugget.
I did. And so I had about a 45-minute time out there with the Lord. And so I came back in, and I precariously walked into where Al was working on it. And he said, Ann, I've made it worse.
Uh-oh.
He was devastated. And I said, Al, let me tell you what just happened on the deck. God's going to do this in his time. So there's going to be not a worry or a care. And I'll never forget that. And, of course, that is story one in the Breathe In, Breathe Out book that explains it a little more in detail.
So then you went from there, and would you start over again, or did everything get fixed?
It wasn't. There were like 75 to 100 that were all messed up.
I mean, I remember this took place, by the way. You talked to me about that.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was terrible, horrible, terrible.
Uh-huh.
But if all that hadn't happened, then, of course, looking back on things like that you go, what are you doing, God? My plan was so very perfect, wasn't it? But as I was, we were going through trying to find people to help us get it all straightened out and all of that, and it just took time and time and time, and we just couldn't believe it. Well, Al and I went down to see Cal Thomas, who had endorsed the God Chair, and I wanted him to read some of the stories and give me his input, because he's written, 30 books?
At least.
And so after he read them, he said, Fireball Ann, that's what he calls me, said, do not call that book a devotional. He said, devotionals are a dime a dozen. These are stories. And so that we changed it from devotions. The title was going to have, obviously, the word devotional in it.
Right, then we earned it. Because right there, you've seen it from the standpoint of publishing quote-unquote Christian books, which this is that, as Cal Thomas, who's on our station also weekdays, you know,
yes,
said they're a dime a dozen from the standpoint, because you can tell the ones that just put out there to be writing a book and the ones like yours that really has a meaning behind it.
Exactly. That's a very good way to say it. Because my goal, like I said, is for people to be forever changed.
Sure.
After they read Story 200.
Oh, a great song title, by the way, the song we have here, Forever Change. Let's do it sometime.
Yes, I have heard that as I've been driving down the road. You know, I drive to Daddy's 2.5 hours, so I listen to you as long as I can. Yeah.
So, but the standpoint is, you know, you can go to a bookstore and you can see umpteen books, but then you're still going to have to stand out because of what God's got in store for you and what he's doing.
Exactly. And so I believe it was designed by the Lord, and I can see his hand along the way. And so it's going to be so much fun to watch God do his job. You know, Mike, God doesn't need us.
Absolutely.
But he chooses to use us because it grows our faith
because
as much as
the other.
He's here
for a reason, you know it?
Right, absolutely. Uh-huh. And, you know, Al and I just turned 75, and we're in our fourth quarter, and and we can almost touch heaven. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. But with your genes, though, I'm sure Al's the same way. Your dad's 99 years old. You're playing on the same round for a while.
We'll see. But, you know, when I remember
you're not
when
promised
I,
tomorrow, okay?
Right, we aren't. But, like, when I was 40, you know, I thought about heaven maybe once a year. But now, I can almost touch it, and I can almost see it. And so, Alan, I really want to make use, good kingdom use, out of the time he's going to give us.
All right. So, again, with the book here, it's called Breathe In, Breathe Out. It's got, what, 200 stories, you said, involved
yes.
in it? So, people can pick it up. Best way is on your website, right?
It is www.anbgainyauthor.com.
All right, so also you want to have it at some of the local stores here in town?
Well, I have gone to several places who've been so kind to put the books. The Iron Rose, which is a sort of a gift store. It's not a bookstore primarily,
right.
but it's a gift store. It's right off the square. It's been there for a long, 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 long time. So the Iron Rose. And then Riverside Pharmacy has
Riverside has
put it. McKelvin's has put it. The Hospital Gift Shop has put it.
That's a great place to have it.
Yes, because who needs encouragement?
Absolutely.
There. So, you know, we've been very grateful for, and we're looking for other places. So listeners know of places where we could place these books, please contact me. Please contact me. I'm going to give you my phone number, and you can text me.
Thank you. I was going to ask you to do that.
Yeah, 678-316-4721. And, you know, we're all supposed to be about the Father's business. And if you know of places where we could place the books, then you are a part of the Father's business with this book.
Again, 678-316-4721. Anytime I get that phone number on my phone, I know something's about to break loose. And she called me, said, Michael, I want to come to the station and talk about this. The book's finally here. That was the exciting part, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you think about, oh, you're a day late and a dollar short. There's a phrase of that. But in God's timing, he says, just wait. I know what I'm doing. I really do. And I know you think your plan is wonderful, but mine is going to be even better. Just watch.
So is there a chance you might get at the Hall County Library, for example?
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mike. Yes, it is at the Gainesville Library. Mm-hmm. There is a section on the second floor that is local authors.
Super.
only, local authors only. And the guide chair is there, as well as Breathe In, Breathe Out. So yes, absolutely check it out. And actually, do go check it out.
So basically, to hear the audio version of the book, you can hear just sort of excerpts from it weekdays at 4:03 p.m. here on 97.5 Glory FM with Ann's program she's had for a few years here. And you always get uplifted by hearing her little program on our station here for the thing. So we were talking about it before. So how many pages is the book now?
It's like 213.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Because you were telling it before, you had several hundred pages before you had to cut it back.
My publisher said, "And this book will be 700 pages." And I went, "Well, no one's going to buy War and Peace." And I said, and how much would this book cost?
Yes.
$40 to $50. I said, "And no one is going to pay $40 to $50 for War and Peace." So then we had to go pull out into another document many of the stories, and that's why I was saying volume two is ready. It's, uh-huh. It's all in a manuscript, been edited.
And the book company said they're ready for another version of this
book?
Yeah,
they said if you can put out volume two, that uh-huh. would be great. And I wanted to say, well, if you wouldn't charge me so much, I could put it out a lot faster.
Uh-huh. I understand that totally. So that's part. So again, everybody know do they go ahead and contact you, contact the 501c3? What's the best way about getting information about that? So just go ahead and go to your website again?
Well, I also have an email.
Okay.
That is called breatheinhim2@gmail.com. And so, they can go to that and mm-hmm. send me an email. Or, like I said, they can call me at 678-316-4721 or text me. I'm a big texter.
So at the same time, too, you mentioned about you'd love to go out and speak to some women's group or whatever when it comes to a group, let them know about your book and administer to them.
Exactly. And the message that I felt God gave me after the guide chair was in print was called Breathe In Him. And it really challenges the body of Christ to go out. And that we're not supposed to keep God's word to ourselves. And I probably shared that message about 55 times. And had a book table, obviously, for mm-hmm. anyone not pushing the book, but making them available. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to work on now is I'm going to print out that message, and I'm going to go through it and tweak it somewhat now that Breathe In, Breathe Out, it has come into being, because I think there are some things that I want to keep from the Breathe In Him message, mm-hmm. but I think I want to add some other things that are more relatable to what I'm trying to encourage people to do with the rest of their lives. And so that's going to be exciting, and it'll probably still be called Breathe In Him, but it's going to be an expanded version of that.
What you said, though, Ann, is that it's not only for a certain person at a certain time of their lives. It could be from a young person like a Vacation Bible School this week. Here's a little story for you, as you being your teacher background. Say, okay, here's a story. Take it for the rest of your life, and who knows how it could impact somebody.
And actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I had lunch this week with a dear friend, and she has four boys and all different ages. And so when we were talking about it, and she purchased a book, and I was telling her that this would be great every night before, after supper, while everyone hopefully is around the dinner table, to read a story and then ask those two questions and let everyone in the family mm-hmm. say what jumped out at them, what God nugget came out. And that may be six different people in that family will have a different nugget. And mm-hmm. so how do we learn? Iron sharpens iron. And so then the discussion can come with those are the things you said that you inhaled. Now, how do you think you can go out into your corner of the world, whether it's school or your afternoon job or whatever it is, to spread that God nugget. And so it really, I see it as a huge family time. So, you know, you can use it for, like you said, VBS, or a youth pastor.
Sure.
Could use it.
Well, you said a mama reading her child a story at night, for example, before they go to bed, that kind
absolutely.
Of thing.
Absolutely.
All of that together. So the book is called Breathe In, Breathe Out, colon, I love the rest of it.
Stories infused with spiritual oxygen. And you know, Mike, we don't even think about breathing in air that God has given us. I mean, it just comes naturally. But breathing in God. The spiritual oxygen, we need that even more than physical oxygen, because we could get on an oxygen tank and live the rest of our life on that. But spiritual oxygen is for kingdom work, and it's going to be so exciting when we get to heaven and see what God has done with little us.
Amen. So you can go out, say, for example, people go on vacation, nice little summer read, you can call Ann at 678-316-4721. Pick up a copy of the book. Go to her website, AnnBGainyAuthor.com. Tell you heard about her here on 97.5 Glory FM. You can go to, like say, for example, to Riverside Pharmacy, the gift book. Pick up a copy. Take it on vacation. And who knows who might be affected by this book. Go by the Gainesville Library and all kind of great ways you can see the book and just, again, hear her today, weekdays, Monday through Friday, 4:03 p.m., and Breathing Him here on 97.5 Glory FM. Way to go, girl. Talk to you next time, okay?
Absolutely. It's been an honor.
Thank you for coming by this morning on Community Focus, our public affairs program. Tomorrow morning at 9:05, a special guest will be Representative Andrew Clyde, who's going to be with us tomorrow morning as we focus on the community on 97.5 Glory FM.